John S. Doyle is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
The Irish Examiner leads with a report that the government has all but ruled out calls from the Road Safety Authority to introduce emergency legislation to double the number of drivers' penalty points for speeding and phone use. That call by the RSA was reported in the Irish Times yesterday. Today, the Examiner quotes the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, as saying that the current penalty points system is severe enough. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has said all issues in relation to road safety are kept under review. Car insurance is the main story for the Irish Daily Mail. Ian Begley reports that drivers are subject to a postcode penalty, young motorists in affluent Dublin suburbs paying less for insurance than more experienced motorists from less well-off areas pay. The story is based on research carried out at University College Dublin, which found a number of alarming examples of price disparity, the paper says. The Irish Independent reports that pay for Garda reserves could triple under plans to be announced by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, today. Dara Nolan writes that up to €3,000 will be paid to reserve members for 200 hours of volunteering. This compares with the current maximum tax-free stipend of €1,000 for at least 100 hours. The trial of a serving Garda, Joseph Doyle, in connection with 89 charges of deception, corruption and money laundering is the main story for the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Sun leads with the trial of five men and a teenager who were charged with the murder of Thomas Dooley at a funeral in Kerry in 2022. The Irish Daily Star reports an attack on a member of the Kinahan gang in a pub in Sheriff Street, Dublin, on Saturday night. The Times reports in its lead story that the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, has said her party would have a scheme to sell affordable homes in Dublin for €300,000. She was speaking on the Claire Byrne programme on RTE Radio 1. Pat Leahy writes that she appeared to move away from a previous position expressed in an interview with The Times, where she had indicated that average house prices should fall to that same figure, €300,000. Also on The Times front page is a report by Olivia Kelly that a Dublin property developer offered a resident €100,000 to drop judicial review proceedings against a large co-living scheme. The Independent's front page picture by Mark Condren is of Evan McFadden from County Meath, who says she has been nervously trying to cram as many Hamlet quotes as possible into her head before today's English paper and the Leaving Certificate exams. The clock is ticking and the panic is setting in now, but that's for the elections on Friday, as Philip Ryan writes in The Independent. Beside that are photographs of seven party leaders. As the even-handed caption puts it, Micheál Martin, Simon Harris, Mary Lou MacDonald, Holly Cairns, Eamon Ryan, Richard Boyd Barrett and Ivana Bacic are doing all they can to persuade voters in the run-up to Friday.
John, thank you.